From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. At the top of Congress's to-do list when lawmakers return next week is whether to renew emergency unemployment benefits. An extension of those benefits expired at the end of the year. That means 1.3 million Americans are no longer getting unemployment checks. Regardless of where they stand on a possible extension, conservative and liberal economists both would like to see the government improve the underlying program. They're proposing changes that might help more people find work more quickly. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At a small manufacturing company south of Boston, Evelise Pacheco is cleaning out the inside of a component for a heart pump. It's used in surgery, and she's using a microscope to inspect the part.
You see right there, you have to make sure it's clean and no fuzz around.
6 months ago, Pacheco was collecting unemployment. She got laid off working at a cardboard box manufacturer that went out of business. But a friend of hers told her about a job opening here at this much higher tech factory. It's called Machine Inc.
My friend, Rosemary, said to apply, and I applied, and in a week they called, and I was really, really happy about that, instead of being home and collecting.
And is it more interesting than yes. making cardboard boxes?
Or? Yes, definitely. Yes, it is.
Economists say this is how unemployment benefits and the job market are supposed to work together. Pacheco has three young kids at home. Her partner's only making about $700 a month. So with the benefits, she's had a bridge that helped the family survive for nearly a year. Now she's got a better job with the same pay as she had before, but she's learning new skills and has more room for growth.
You have to pay attention, really, because it's like, again, medical stuff and airplane stuff. So it's interesting. I have training for like 3 months, so I've been doing good.
That's one way economists say the unemployment insurance program could be improved, helping people to get training while they're collecting.
Community colleges have been, a good investment that have enabled people to get skills to get, somewhat better paying jobs.
Dean Baker is the co-director of the liberal-leaning Center for Economic and Policy Research. He says, though, many states don't do enough to support unemployed people getting that sort of training. He'd also like to see more of what's called work sharing. This is something that's reduced unemployment in Germany, actually. Basically, instead of laying people off, a company could just reduce hours for most of its workers. And for the time that they're not working, the government can then use unemployment money to pay them. And some conservatives like this idea, too.
I would like for Congress to make it mandatory.
That's Michael Strain, an economist with the American Enterprise Institute. He says in 2012, Congress authorized this German-style work-sharing option for employers, but it's only up and running in some states. Strain has other ideas, too. Some involve helping workers to get to areas where there are more jobs.
In some of the states, the labor market is booming and healthy and unemployment is really low. So I've suggested that we offer relocation vouchers to the long-term unemployed. Only to the people who want them, so no one's being forced to move or anything. But, we say, hey, look, you've been looking for a job for 7 months and you haven't found one yet. Do you want us to cut you a check and you can move to North Dakota or move somewhere where the labor market is much healthier?
There are lots of other ideas, too. But as far as whether Congress should extend benefits when lawmakers come back next week, Michael Strain says yes.
I think it's a mistake that Congress let the benefits expire.
For one, Strain says that long-term unemployed workers are more likely to drop out of the workforce and give up if they get cut off. But also, he says there are still three times as many people looking for work as there are job openings. So that means that hundreds of thousands of Americans just won't be able to find a job anytime soon.
Society is failing for them, really through no fault of their own.
Still, some other conservatives oppose extending benefits again. They're worried about the cost, and also some feel that workers would be looking more aggressively without the extended benefits. Next week, Congress will be debating the issues when lawmakers return. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.